Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio.
Relaxing, cooling.
That's how we always do. Look, so what's up with you, baby?
Hey, hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's happening?
Not sure, ready for a good show.
Like always, like always.
You know.
All right, man, check this out, man. Before we get started, man, let me say something, man. Everybody that's listening, all that good shit, man, everybody need to be careful out here in these streets, man. There's some crazy ass shit going on. I just want to let everybody know, be careful of your surroundings. It's Christmas time.
What you didn't do, man?
Motherfuckers just acting a fool. No, man, I was watching the news, man. I seen a motherfucker shot up another mall in Oregon, man.
Really?
People just, yeah, man. Just happened. Everybody just need to be careful, man. Make sure you know what's around you. Check your surroundings. There's some fools out here, man. This shit just happened, man. Well, it happened earlier this afternoon. But, you know, even if you're at the mall, shit, be careful. Watch what's going on around you.
True that, true that.
Right on.
But other than that, shit, I'm good.
Okay, man. I'm on some shit tonight, man. I got a couple of topics I want to just get off my chest. You know what I'm saying? First topic, as usual, you know, it's a Tuesday night, and normally by being Tuesday, we open the mic up to whatever you got to say, however you're feeling, you know, and then we try to stray away from the relationship side of everything. And once again, I'm with my sister, and she's just chucking ice. So if y'all hear all that ice in the background, that's my sister, which I asked her to stop. Thank you, please. right. Check it out, man. All right, now we be on this relationship shit, man. You know, Sin City, you know, we open to say any and everything that we feeling, but now this is one thing to the ladies. This is what I want to, a question to the ladies. And I'm not talking to the ladies of Sin City because I know ladies of Sin City, y'all down from whatever. I mean, y'all true motherfuckers, but I'm talking about the motherfucking friends that y'all know. What is up with these motherfucking females with this same old bullshit that these motherfucker gotta have tycoon status, but bitch, you ain't got shit. What is this? What is this? I mean, and I know it's just, I mean, and I know I'm probably sound like I'm picking. But, I mean, okay, me and my man Father Time, we hardworking young brothers. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say we young brothers, but we hardworking brothers. And you know what I'm saying? Nah, I ain't gonna tell you that we got the lavish cars and the big houses and shit, we popping bottles, but shit, we gonna make you feel like a queen. But what the fuck is up with these motherfuckers? That just if this motherfucker ain't got seven figures or better, he can't. I don't fuck with him. But you ain't got shit. You don't take care of your kids. You got nothing. You have nothing. You a hood rat ass bitch, but then you want to sit there and try to act like you got every and anything all in the world. And the motherfucker got, and motherfucker, I got to see at least two stacks before I even go out with you. If I got two stacks, what the fuck I'm going out with you for? I mean, I'm just saying.
They trying to get there. You know, they probably still got that use what you got to get what you want philosophy going on and shit. They know they ain't got nothing. That's why they looking for somebody who do.
Okay, now here's my thing. All right, that what you said, that use what you got to get what you want, yeah, that works good for you in your teens, your early 20s. But, baby, if you're 37, 38 years old, come on. You can already use what you had. You ain't got it no more. But you want to walk around here like motherfucking, I'm looking for motherfuckers with at least six, seven figures. You should be looking for a motherfucker that just want to keep a job and motherfucker just willing to help you.
Good point.
I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, if I'm wrong, I mean, please tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm just tired of hearing it. I'm tired of looking on these motherfucking websites, you know. I've networked in politics on every website. And like I said, I had a motherfucker come to me telling me I asked him to join SinCityRadio.name.com. Motherfucker said, how much am I getting paid? Bitch, you on this motherfucker doing this shit for free. Because it's a motherfucking well-known website, you going to sit there. Man, fuck this shit. This is bullshit. Ladies, I need my real ladies to stand up. I need the ladies to stand up.
Stand up, y'all.
Well, I guess we only got Lickstar on here, so. Lickstar, what's happening?
Shit, I stand up all the time. I'm a stand-up chick.
Well, talk. Say something.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what's wrong with the hood rats. I mean, shit, I agree with you. If you, it ain't no difference, you know, because you want to be on one website with your ass out, your titties out, you know, you're doing this and you're doing that. Okay, that's not the only place you could be doing it. So I'm with you. Why do I got to pay you to do something you already doing? I mean...
Okay.
Did you come at the person with a job offer? I mean, did you when you approached the person, was it like will you be my Sin City model or something like that? I mean, if you came with a proposition like that, then I can understand wanting to pay.
Not at all. I mean, look here. I mean, my whole thing is this. Yeah, no, we not Facebook. We not Tag. We not MySpace. We not none of that. But shit, we a motherfucking. We motherfuckers trying to grow. Shit, any motherfucker that ever got on Sin City, do me or Father Time, or if not, both of us, welcome y'all. Welcome to Sin City. I mean, there's no computer that automatically says, welcome to Sin City. That's me and him typing this shit in.
That's true.
I know, and I see it on site every time there's a new member. One
even
or both of y'all. Both
even
y'all.
Even the man that got his dick out, we still welcome to Sin City.
Yeah.
No, that is, well, man, with his dick out.
Some dicks out.
Oh, Lord.
I want to see the dick. No. Yeah, log in.
Once again,
what's
up, Janine?
Sign up.
Hey.
Hey, Janine.
Hey, Cuss.
Hi.
Janine, what's up, baby?
Not so much.
Okay. I mean, tonight, I ain't gonna lie, I'm on one. I'm on some bullshit tonight. But you know what? That right there, and I mean, if y'all got something to say about it, please, tell me. Janine, let me ask you. I mean, you're a worldly person. I mean, you know, I know that you work in a professional industry.
Mm-hmm.
Is strippers considered a professional industry? I'm just asking. No, I'm just fucking with you, buddy. But no, I know you work in a professional industry. And my thing is this. I mean, you probably around millionaires. Motherfucking multimillionaires.
Yeah.
I mean, get these hood rats some motherfucking 101. Do they really think walking in with their ass out and all them cheeks hanging and their titties out, they really think they're going to get something out? They really think they're going to get that corporate motherfucker? I mean, I'm guaranteeing he a fucker, but I'm talking about as far as like, okay, this the motherfucker he finna carry on his motherfucking arm.
No.
Hell no.
No.
Right, and I'm asking you because I know that you work around multi-millionaire motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, school these motherfuckers. Please tell them that hood rat shit only gonna get you to maybe the biggest dope man in the hood. That's about as far as it's gonna go.
Yeah, you know, they gotta have people that, even though, not to say that they won't fuck you, but they gotta have people that they can show, you know, these people being new in the news, you know, they have that status that they have to protect. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, you're in a 45.
And they'll do anything. I'm sure that's under the table or under, you know, nobody's gonna know about it. But, you know what I'm saying? They not gonna save millions of dollars for that shit.
That's what I'm saying. A Fortune 500 motherfucker. He on a Fortune 500 dollar company. You think this motherfucker finna go get Shaniqua to go to this fucking this charity $5,000 a plate? And she come out and say, "Why the motherfucker chicken wings? That the motherfucker eat these chicken wings? This motherfucker chicken wings ain't getting no say."
No, I'm pretty sure that bitch is not welcome.
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I think you got some of the brothers out there, man, that you know what I'm saying, they might pick up a female like that and figure they could change her.
Yeah, look here, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Only motherfuckers, and I mean, let's be serious. Day-to-day motherfuckers figure they can change a hotel housewife. Motherfucker, nigga, if I got millions of dollars, I ain't got to change shit. You better change to get around me. I ain't got to change shit.
I'm just saying, everybody don't think like that.
I think a lot of people do, and I think what it is that motherfuckers don't realize that. Look here, man. A Fortune 500 motherfucker can buy you a motherfucking Honda Civic. That's pocket change. Ah, this motherfucker just bought me a car. He bought you a Honda Civic. Look at the motherfucker that he's carrying around his arm in that motherfucking Lexus, that motherfucking Bentley. But she got a chauffeur. You got a Honda Civic off the fucking Oak Hill lot.
You know, I can't even, like, when I'm at work, I can't even talk to, like, certain friends because I'm afraid, like, they'll hear them talking on the phone. You know, if I work, you know, I don't talk the same way like I talk at work that I talk to, you know, my friends or just people when I'm just hanging out or whatever. I'm totally different because I have to be different. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like, oh, I'm from the hood at work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm saying, you know, here's my thing. I mean, you know, not to say, and I'm not going to tell you business, but you work at a well-established company. But, shit, you was born and raised in Gary. I mean, mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure that you don't sit around and, shit, this bitch better be talking about, I better cut this bitch tonight.
All right.
You don't walk around talking, even if they make you mad. You might get on the phone when you get home. Boy, I want to cut this bitch.
Slap the shit out there, bitch.
Right. Hey, I mean, come on. That's keeping it real. Shit. I mean, like the fish bell say, that's the true example of when keeping it real goes wrong. I mean, it's just, you know, that was just something I have to get off my chest. Now, ladies, I got a real topic I need to get off my chest. And it's something that I'm just finding out within the last 45 minutes. And I really need the ladies' input on this. Situation happened with my sister, and it's like, my other sister told me about it, but she told me, stay the fuck out of it. But a motherfucker did somebody harm to my sister. But my sister's like, I love him, I got over it, y'all motherfuckers need to get over it. So, and that's just me pouring water, don't think I'm pissing. Ladies, what's the scenario with this? I mean, because this motherfucker did some bodily harm to my sister, and I'm just now finding out about this 45 minutes ago. What do I do? She told me, I mean, it's like if you don't get in it, because this motherfucker literally told the motherfucker, hey, if you fuck with my motherfucking husband, I'm going to kill you.
She told you that?
No, she didn't tell me. I'm just finding out about the whole situation 45 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit...
And your sister asked you to stay out of it?
No, my other sister stay out of it.
Oh, your mother.
No, my other sister told me to stay out of it. She like, look, I'm going to tell you this is what happened, but you need to stay out of it. It was more of a slip, like, oops, I thought you knew.
Hmm.
I'm standing there like, what? What the fuck did you just say?
Well, the sister that didn't happen to. How does she feel about it? Do she want you to stay out of it too?
Say, don't nobody, man, nobody touch her husband.
Well, then don't you have to honor your sister's wishes?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your sister knows that you're there for her, and if in the drop of a dime, you know what I'm saying, if she call you that you're going to be there, but if she asks you to stay out of it, then you have to do that until she makes that call.
But, okay. Well, if she don't know, I know.
Oh, that's what my original question was. Do the sister that it happened to know Did she ask you to stay out of it?
No. Don't even know I know. Well, how long ago did this happen? The actual incident.
Probably a couple of years ago.
Wow.
I would let that go. She fell with him. She felt like she needed, you know, the help. She know the call.
Yeah. I mean, and then especially if it hasn't happened since then, or, you know, at least to your knowledge, then, yeah, just let sleeping dogs rest.
Yeah. That sounds like some good advice. But me, knowing me.
But I mean, unless you want
to
give him a few shot on the fly. Well, don't nobody know, just you and him.
Right, see, that's my whole thing. The motherfucker can't do nothing, nah. Shit, that I'll probably be like, okay, I'll let that pass, I'll let that slide. You can't do none of that, nah.
I mean, but will that come back on your sister in a negative way? You know what I'm saying? You have to think about her. If you come at him with something that happened a long time ago, ain't happened since, you just now finding out about it, now you stirring up something that, you know, been already, you know, been put to rest, will that come back on her?
You know, that's a very good point. Very good point, but some things you just can't let go. You just can't let something slide. You know what I mean? There's a reaction for every action.
Yep. And is that the only time that it happened? Do you know if it's still happening or not?
That's my point. That's what I don't know. That's my point. I don't know. I don't know if it's still happening, what's going on, and
Well, find that out first. You know, get all your facts in order before you make any decision, before you make any kind of move. You know, however you got to find out.
Because, you know, Mr. Charlie ready. Mr. Charlie already told me. Let's go. Mr. Charlie already just, me and Mr. Charlie just hollered Mr. Charlie like, let's go. Well, hold on now. I think this defiant. This you?
Yes, it is.
What's happening, baby?
Hey, what's going on with y'all? How y'all doing today?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like we always do about this time.
Yeah.
Father time. I got Mr. Charlie in my ear right now.
Mr. Charlie tends to overreact too.
That's why I'm talking to my people, because Mr. Charlie got me on 10.
But you know what, man? All of that's bullshit, man. Because to be honest with you, dog, I'm gonna tell you straight up, man, friend to friend. This shit happened a couple of years ago. You never found out about it. Don't worry about it, man. I mean, I know it's a fucked up thing to say, considering the incident. But, I mean, if nobody told you, that was the reason why.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if she didn't tell you herself, I mean, shit, what else can you do? You can't just, I mean, I understand it's your sister. You can't just jump in a business like that, though. You know what I'm saying? That'll fuck around and fuck up y'all motherfucking relationship over some dumb shit. Straight up. That's friend to friend, dog. That ain't no father time talking. That's me talking.
But, you know, I kind of disagree with that. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, that's a flesh and blood. That's a sister. if he don't protect her, nobody else will. First of all, if a man put a hands on him, on her, he'll do it again. Now, my thing is, if she love him and she can forgive him for whooping on her ass, she can forgive him for whooping his ass for putting his hands on him, point blank, because somebody has to stop him.
Okay, but if she felt like that from the beginning, she would have told him as soon as it happened.
Yeah, but I'm just if he stay out of it right now, let's just say, basically, let's keep it real. Some of these motherfucking incidents like that end up coming up where she ends up getting killed or very, very harmed. So my thing is, in order to put another message to him, whoop his ass. She can't do nothing but forgive you her flesh and blood.
It don't always work out like that.
I mean, but he has to understand that he just can't keep getting away with it, though. You feel what I'm saying? He got away with it for so long because having nobody said anything.
Okay, but look, check this out. Okay, he go put hands on him, right? And the sister's still with him.
So I mean, it's a message to him. If she forget,
I put my hands on him. Man, yeah, he's gonna be ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Hey, it's better him than your sister.
Really?
So like we all said, so we don't know if this was just a one-time incident, and if it hasn't happened again since it would. Like I said, his sister knows, you know what I'm saying, what he'll do, and she knows that if she needs to call him, that he'll be there, ain't no questions asked. You know what I mean? But this happened, like I said, this was not a recent incident. And I think you should find out all the facts first before we go send the message. Because apparently,
I'm in abusive situations. I mean, what facts do you need if she's being abused? You got the facts right there.
Or if it was just that once, if that man learned his lesson, he felt bad enough about it, and he knew the repercussions of shit. If this shit get out, or if I ever do this shit again, I'm a dead man. Well, then the message is already sent.
Okay, but I got a twist to this. But what if you got, let's just say you got a nephew of age who's ready to do something? Then what?
Everybody got to find out.
It's not worth it, man. She needs to walk away. Otherwise, motherfucker's going to go to jail. Motherfucker's going to be out to put money on motherfucker's books. It's not worth it. It's not fucking worth it.
It's like a fucked up situation.
It ain't worth motherfuckers going to jail for if she's going to still be with him.
I hear
what y'all saying. Okay, maybe I can. Maybe I can walk away from it. But she got a son that can't. What do I tell him?
He need to tell his mama she need to leave the motherfucker. Otherwise, if he do something to dude, where he going? He going to prison.
True that.
That's exactly where he going.
She has to walk away from now. Because it's a win-lose situation. Regardless of whatever happens, it's going to be fucked up. So.
Right, okay.
She has to bounce.
Let's say she stay with him, and then her son go to jail. Then how she going to feel? When her son said, "Mom, just leave the motherfucker. Just leave, Mom. Let's just go."
Does her son
in an adult?
He said he's of age. How old are they here? He said of age. He didn't say, he didn't specify.
Oh.
Okay, look at it like this.
Let's just say he's between 16 and 18.
Okay,
but he's not an adult
yet. Not yet. Well, in this day and age, the motherfucker will try you as an adult.
Uh-huh. Well, your sister is a grown person. This man is a grown person.
An adult for what? For protection? I mean, it depends on the situation. You can't say he's going to go to jail if he protects his mother. If they fighting and he jump in to protect his mother, he's not going to go to jail for that.
Okay.
No, this is something that happened years ago, though.
Yeah,
and
he
now
can't
he's just reacting to it? No, you're going to jail.
He can't get
this
past.
This happened years ago. You're going to jail.
But that's
this
what
ain't
I'm
no,
saying.
This ain't the spur
y'all
of the moment. This ain't that heat
of
passion type thing.
But what I'm saying
this
is,
happened years ago.
But I'm saying it needs to be figured out if it's still happening. You don't know if it's still happening.
Okay, but now that, okay, and now the question that I'm asking is, okay, what if it's not, but he couldn't get past what initially happened?
He going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right.
And it's not worth it.
Look at it from his point of view.
I mean, hey, that's a long call, because I'll go to jail for my mom in a heartbeat. So I feel his pain.
Okay,
it's
so
a very noble call.
Say, like with my situation, my son was 7 years old, 7 or 8 when I got out of that situation. So once he's 18, if he decides to go back and retaliate against the man who, you know, harmed me, then
he's gonna go to jail.
Right, but how do I feel about that? Do I feel like justice was served? No, because I've moved on and gotten over it and forgiven that man. My son could not forgive that man, but now I've lost him to, you know, something that I've gotten over.
Well, then you should be one of those mothers that say, hey, it happened to me, I got over it, you need to get over it. Move on with your life.
Okay, now I'm putting it all to you, me and you. If I'm sitting there and you can't tell me this because I couldn't tell you. Hell, you remember that time we were sitting at the house, my mom's called, said my old man was acting a fool. Shit, what did we do?
That was present, though. That was right at that point in time. That was right then and there. That was
okay.
In the present.
All right,
she called. We went over there. That was happening right now. You
okay, but now that, all right. Yeah, you're right. But now let me ask you. I mean, I told you what happened, and shit, motherfucker. I said today. I mean, you know, I'm 18, I'm 19, or whatever the case is, and I looked at you and I said, man, this motherfucker did this to my mother. I'm finna get this motherfucker. You gonna stop me? Or you gonna help me?
I'll ride with you.
Exactly.
But I'll be talking to you all the way there, though. See, that's the difference. I'm gonna ride with you, but I'm gonna try to talk consistent to you at the same time. Because that's what a real friend's supposed to do. Somebody got to have a level head about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, everybody going to jail.
You're right. For all practical purposes, you're right. But it's hard for me right now to tell this boy to have a level head. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you and say that I can just look at him and be like, hey.
So whatever he did to her, did he go to jail?
Not for that, because she protected him.
It's only two reasons why a woman would do that. The first reason is she's in fear of her own life. And the second reason is it wasn't as bad as everybody else thinks it was.
This was bad.
So is the sister in fear of her own life? If she's in fear of her own life, she already knows what
she's not. Oh, she ain't no scary motherfucker by a long shot. She ain't no scary motherfucker. She ain't never been no scary motherfucker. I don't know if she figuring this thug love or what. I don't know what the fuck it is. Okay. From my knowledge, it's her first and only true love.
Yeah, but that's not
okay. Do they got kids together?
Yeah.
Is the kid that's upset a common child? Is he, you know, that they child together?
Well, let me ask you this.
the son that's old enough to do something. Is this
okay.
his fault?
Well, now,
that's
this is the, okay, hold up, hold up. This is the only father he's known.
Okay, so not biological father, but this is who's raised him.
Yeah, this is who raised him.
But he know, and he feeling like, okay, well, shit, he really ain't my blood, so if I do something to him.
I don't give a fuck if you my blood. You put, I don't give a fuck if you are my biological.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put your fucking, I mean, it's bad enough you didn't put your hands on my mama. But now you trying to cause my mama bodily harm? Man, I don't give a fuck that you could be, you shit. That's the one motherfucker in this world. If I mean, my mother and my kids. I mean, goddamn. You want to die, or you them motherfuckers there that I'm willing to die for or kill you over.
No, it's very few in my life. But my mom is one of them. I don't mind going to jail for my mother. I'll go to prison for, I'll do life for my mother.
I'll do 60. I fuck it. If I got to do 60 to get this motherfucker out of my mama life, I do. And Tama, you know this firsthand. You know, because it's eating at me. It's eating at me because I got to be honest with y'all, Sin City. I've been there, and I've seen it. I've been there, and Tommy, you know I've been there. Motherfucker, you put your hands on my mama, I kill you.
Wait, right, man, we just, I mean, both of us been through that shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You seen him do shit to your mother. I've seen motherfuckers do shit to my mother. You know what I'm saying? But when you're at that age, you can't do shit about it. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's
right,
cool,
but
okay. But when I get old enough.
I couldn't do shit when I was a little kid. But once I got older, I dared you to put your motherfucking hands on my mama. I dared you.
I'll give y'all a prime example. When I was little, my sister's father used to beat on my mom's. You know, he used to beat on us, too. But he never whooped his daughter, but he used to fuck us up. I don't know how that shit works.
Right.
I think I was 11. My brother was 13. And we just flat out told him, you know, you put your hands on my mother again, we're going to kill you. Just like that. And to this day, he never touched my mom's after that. Never touched her again. And we were 11 and 13. And meant that shit. I will go to prison for my mama in a heartbeat. Don't touch my mother. Don't touch my daughter. Don't do it.
Back.
Now, my sisters, you know, that's different. I'll ask
back.
Them. But if he's old, if he's willing to go to prison for his mom's, then if I was his boy, let me tell you this. If I was his boy, hold on a second. If I was his homie, you know, his ride or die boy, and I found out about it. He told me about it. Man, this motherfucker did this to my mom. All right, we going to ride. But me being his motherfucking ride or die boy, I'm going to try to talk sense to him at the same time. But whatever he do, I'm right there with him.
Right, you did.
Hopefully,
and that night you did. And I will admit that. That night, that particular night, that you know what I'm talking about, you were the only one in the car saying, Don't do it. And my whole mind frame was tonight was the night. And see, my whole thing is, I know where he's coming from. I know where he's coming from, so I know what he's thinking. Shit, it's going to come. It's going to get to that point where it's going to come to a head. That night it came to a head. And I.
Well,
I,
see,
I,
this is the time that you do role reversal. You play me and let him play you. And you talk to him like I talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Hey, it's full circle now, man. It's role reversal time now.
I was on the
now
door.
It's time
I just
for you to act like me.
They couldn't have busted.
You tell them the same shit I told you. You know what I'm saying? Nobody
just,
goes to jail.
That's the one been in there longer than I have.
Well,
I just
the bad part, and you was there. You was there, dog. You was there. You see my mother jump in front of him when I pulled the gun. You see my mother jump in front of him.
When I
pulled the gun, my mother, what's the first thing she did? Jumped in front of him.
Oh, hell no.
All right, man, but let's get back on topic, dog.
But I'm saying, no. I'm saying, in a sense, I know why she did it, because she knew I wasn't going to pull the trigger as long as she was in front of him. You know, and I know, and what I'm saying is that, dog, I'm understanding what you're saying, and I got older, and I realized that, you know, she saved me. She saved me from going to prison that night. You know, but who's to say that I'd be there to save him? I'm not in that house. So who's
to
say that?
But you can still
talk
to him.
Okay, I could talk to him, and here's my thing. I could talk to him blue in the face, and he can understand everything. When a motherfucker turn around and pop your mama in the face, what you going to do? You really going to think about what I said? Or you going to protect your mama?
Protect your mother.
I mean, you talked to me, and like you said, you talked to me the whole time. But when I looked at my mother's face, dude, wasn't nothing nobody could tell me until she jumped in front of him. But who's to say that situation, I mean, that night saved me, and shit. That's probably why I'm on this radio right now, because of what she did. But who's to say that same situation happened with him and him? You know what I'm saying? They live together. I didn't live there. I mean, he could come home one day and just be like, fuck it. I mean, you can walk in the house and see your mother battered and beaten and then lose your fucking mind. I'm just saying, people, that's just some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, I mean, for all the ladies that, I mean, and not y'all, I mean, even if it is y'all, if it's something y'all going through, you know, I mean, y'all got to think about this shit. Y'all got to think about what's going on with them kids and everything else, because shit. These kids come first way before us.
Mm-hmm.
These kids come before us. I mean, when you decide to have them, shit, you done put your life on hold. Mm-hmm. Lord knows I know that. Shit. I'm supposed to be a motherfucker sitting back with a motherfucking condo and a motherfucking Lamborghini right now.
Mm-hmm.
My damn Cadillac ain't even working.
Well, I tell you this, man. I ain't never hit a woman in my life. Now, I've choked a few of them. But I ain't never actually, you know, slapped nobody. Well, I slapped this girl with a glove one time. A baseball glove, but that was years ago. You know, I think that's the most violent act. You know, she was talking shit, and I just had a glove in my hand. I just kind of slapped her with a glove.
You went past that too quick. You did what to her?
I slapped her ass with a baseball glove.
A baseball glove? Why the fuck did your baseball glove in a glove?
That was the only thing I had in my hand.
Well, what did she do to make you slap her with a baseball glove?
She was talking shit, man. Just talking. I'm like, man, just shut up. Leave me alone.
What did she say?
I just happened to be on my way to go play some softball. I had my glove on, and I just slapped shit out of her. I didn't mean to hit her. You know, it was just a reaction. You know what I'm saying?
I
didn't need no mark.
You can't half-ass tell us this story. Come on, man. What did she say to you?
I can't remember what she said, man. It was a long-ass time ago, dog. I was getting ready to go play some softball. I think she didn't. She wanted to go or something about I was hanging out too much, some shit like that. One of those two.
And she just kept talking, kept talking, and I just popped her with the glove. Shut the fuck up.
Did you tell me that the fuck up?
No, I didn't say shut the fuck up. I just popped in with the glove and turned around and walked out.
That's one of them pimp moves.
Hey, that was a pimp move, or what?
Hey, bitch. I still
checked. No, that was pimp move 530.
But I'm just saying, that's the most violent thing I ever done. Because I don't believe you're hitting on a woman, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I can whoop you. So what's the purpose? You know, you can't whoop me. So what's the purpose? Well, you know what I'm saying? What's the purpose of punching you and shit? I mean, somebody made that point about, I think it was Butter walking around with the black eyes and shit. And that was a good point. I don't want my woman walking around with glasses on, man, shades and shit. Fuck that.
All right, well, hold on, man. Let's go to the song, man. Let's go to the song. We're going to relax, come back, have a little fun. All right, I'm going to dedicate this to motherfuckers hold on, y'all, 1 second. I ain't dedicating shit to you. Now, back to what I was saying. I'm dedicating this to the women that's on the show right now. Boy, would you shut the fuck up? Look here, I'm going to dedicate this to the girls on the show. This for me to y'all.
All right.
If it ever come the fuck on. Damn it. Damn, what the hell? All right, man. First number two, man. Number two, man. Number two, man. Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim featuring 50, man. Number two. God damn. I'm fucking up over here.
All right. I don't see no fucking number two.
The second song, man. You so unprofessional.
There ain't no number two on here. I don't know which song you're talking about.
Oh.
That one.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I'll hit the baddest chick. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight, and I'll show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic stick.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, proper, the low can't stop us. Been a fiend for this, this rock him made hits. Get the position down pat, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minutes. I speed it up, straight beat it up. When I ain't in the hood with my toes out rope, I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke's the death stroke.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I can be the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I got the magic stick.
Lil' Kim not a whore, but I sex a nigga so good he gotta tell his boys. When it come to sex, don't test my skills. My head gang, how you head over hills. Give a nigga the chills, haven't paid my bills. Buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, feeling guilty, nope. I'm in the crib, giving niggas deep throat. Tonight with Kim, gon' have you in the zone. Girl, call your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me and give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. Couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made for chumps. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
I got the magic stick. I put your face in it. I know you sprung up in your tongue. I know you tasting it.
Fixing a race, but I have a tools. Nigga breaking records and it's time.
ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the letters, the CLS.
I got the magic stick. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice. I hit the baddest chick. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I show you magic. What? Magic. I got the magic stick.
I know if I can lick once, I can lick twice. I am the baddest chick. Show they don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What? Magic.
Uh-huh.
I got the magic stick.
Come to SinCityBashBoost.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
Man, I don't even know that.
The bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They going to take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Goddamn.
Mm-mm.
Hey, I can't get mad at him. I shook my head. Fuck, I should have thought of that idea first.
You stupid. I shook my head.
I'm in the field. I ain't mad at him.
Come up. This shit right here gets some hits.
Defiant ain't mad at him either. I see her for God damn.
Hey, shit. Woo.
She ain't been mad at him either. She first one for the friend. Damn.
He has some length on that motherfucker.
Well, see, just, that just goes to show you, we ain't biased at Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
We let everything ride. You know, as long as it ain't no blatant disrespect, we let it ride.
Mm-hmm. I'm not one blatant disrespect now.
Define it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering where you went, sis.
I'm here. Hey, girl.
You got to go. Your phone kind of jacked up a little bit, sis.
No, it's not. It's echo.
Yeah, you must have been a very sip.
Damn, that? Is she talking?
Yeah, I'm talking. You can't hear me?
No, you sound like you're on a CB. Dispatch.
You sound like Charlie Brown.
Right.
Y'all.
You need to relocate.
Yeah, no, all right.
Get out the bed. Get out the bed.
Go sit on the porch or something.
Raise your motherfucking arm.
Raise your arm.
Right. Raise your right arm and stand on one leg.
Right.
With some tinfoil in your hand.
You know what? Y'all just go and let him
set us up. We still can't hear shit you saying. I'm sorry.
Tilt your head 45 degrees to the left.
Tilt your head.
Can you hear me right now?
No.
Well, see, that ain't my phone. That's your fucked up ass phone, bitch.
Well, damn it, why don't you hang up and call this motherfucker back then? Bye.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Damn.
Get off my phone.
Y'all had a happy childhood.
Right.
Yes, you can call me.
I ain't been around y'all Christmas time.
Oh, we have a ball.
You got more presents than me.
I'm the baby.
Why is that?
Yeah. I get it all.
Hey, you and your sister ever had a fight? Fist fight?
Yeah, of course we all did.
What'd y'all fight over?
Oh, me and my sister.
What'd y'all fight over?
When we was little, housework, basically. Or just the fact that I'm the one that's spoiled. So, my mama's baby, so, you know, they always wanted to take me.
So, in other words,
you're the youngest, right?
I'm not the youngest, but I'm considered the youngest. I have a younger brother, but I'm actually the baby.
So, you always
girl.
Lost.
Yeah, you
say it again?
Yeah, you always lost.
No.
Oh, so you whooped her.
I don't always lose because they don't get a chance to get at me. I'm my mama's baby.
Oh,
didn't
you
I tell you that?
The tail.
Exactly.
So you run a tail.
Exactly.
Snitch.
But I didn't get no stitches though.
Well, you know what I'm saying. The youngest can never whoop the oldest. Trust me, I've been trying.
That is true, though. But hell, you know, they ain't coming to get me. I'll tell. Wow.
Hell, I feel like my brother never whooped me. He just never whooped me. Never.
That same way my brother feel.
My brother,
I whooped him once, though.
6'2", 6'3". I'm 5'9". He will never whoop me.
Well, I won one. I bust his ass in the head with them nunchucks, and it was over.
I'm about to say, I ain't see that. You always got your ass whooped. You always ran in the house crying.
No, not that day, bro. I cracked his ass with a nun chest and ran straight to my grandma. In front of all his boys. You ever pop somebody in the whole room and go, ooh, it was one of those moments. It was beautiful.
Yeah, but he kicked your ass every time after that.
That's right, though. I won that one. He can't say he undefeated.
Well,
he never claimed that.
I don't know.
I'll fuck his ass up now because he only got one leg now. I'll fuck his ass up. And I don't even got to run no more.
And you always cry. Why you always went and ran and cried?
That motherfucker hit hard.
Why the fuck you ain't hit back?
That's my mama's job.
You was the only motherfucker that cried.
Oh. Well, let him hit you.
You didn't hit me.
She didn't hurt.
I ain't saying it didn't hurt, but he used to just be like, you better not cry. You want to know him?
He hit you differently than he hit me.
Oh, is that
he
right?
He hit you the same way. And I don't hit you the same way, bro.
Well, shit, you was bigger than me. Well, he still hit me hard.
Your mama had the option of calling the police if he hit you too hard. I didn't have that option.
Okay, you might be right on that one. But it still hit me hard. But Jesus, I ain't gonna lie, dog. You asked for a lot of the ass whoopings. You asked for a lot of ass whoopings you took. You just never know when to fuck up.
You made me the man I am today, bro. I appreciate all those ass whoopings.
I'm glad.
You know who I am today.
You would never shut the fuck up.
Oh, hey, let me let y'all know something, man. I'm about to get married.
What?
Huh?
Yeah, man. I'm going to propose, dog.
Oh, shit.
No doubt.
I'm in, man.
Yeah, ain't nobody say congratulations or hope she say yes or nothing. Well, fuck y'all then, goddammit.
I'm in, man. Hold up, man.
Hold up, can't get no love on the show?
Look at brother, it wasn't that at all.
What?
You show? I'm just asking. She said it's on the show, I'm asking on the show.
Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
That's the finest. Hi. Hey, boo.
Hey. You get? Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah. A whole lot different.
Wait, hold up. Hey, you got me over here trying to find a goddamn pencil to get the number because you said you forgot it. I'll slap your ass.
I went on
now.
I went
on the
slide. Yeah.
Helpful.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to post.
Hold on 1 second. Hold up 1 second, y'all. Back to you, man.
No, I'm just bullshitting, dog.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, goddamn. You thinking about the man?
It's a Tuesday night. Huh?
I'm just asking. Are you thinking about it?
Yeah, it crossed my mind. Crossed my mind.
Okay, man.
Hey, but I was having a conversation with the client, and I'm going to let everybody else know we're looking for a theme for the party, but we're going to leave it up to the listeners. Whoever come up with the best theme, that's the one we're going to roll with.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All
right. Well, I had came up with one for all erotic desires, but, I mean, keep it classy, a little trashy.
I came up with one, too. Hot tub, hold down.
Yeah, and we all disagree.
No.
Right, exactly.
Hot tub, hold down.
Y'all don't like that, hot tub, hold down?
No.
We might not even get a hotel. I might not even get a hot tub.
And I'm thinking you're not gonna get a whole lot of love with hoe in the title.
Exactly.
No, but if you think about it, it's kind of catchy.
I ain't gonna keep the hoe down.
There you go.
No, you know, like a hoe down.
Like the country folks, huh?
You know,
no.
like a No.
Right, you got a great idea going, man. All right, we gonna let our listeners choose what type of team we gonna have.
Hot tub, hold down.
Will you shut the fuck up?
He said hold down.
That's the one we're going to choose.
Make it quick.
Hot tub hold down is not, and that's not even an option.
Not in the running.
It's honorable mention, goddammit. It's honorable mention.
No, I'm not in. No, it's not.
Waylo had a good one.
All right, we'll check this out, y'all. We let y'all know that. But now, here's something we ain't did in a minute. We're going to open the forum up. Open forum tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got something they want to get off their chest and somebody want to talk about? You know what I'm saying? And I'm tell y'all, if y'all don't say that, shut the fuck up.
Oh, damn.
That's my sister, so y'all got to excuse that. I can cuss at her.
Is she older or younger?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay. Well.
Come on, she wants to see Santa Claus with some thong and some boots. I'm assuming it's all your
home. Don't forget to ring the bell. Ring the bell.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Come right down to me. Say, ho, ho, ho. Anyway, like I was saying, I forget what the fuck I was saying. Fucking with this girl.
Open the forum.
All right, well, shit, that's good as cracker. Fire.
Oh, well, let's see. Open up the forum, huh? Let's see. I'm trying to get a restraining order on this Mary guy. Yeah, the bastard is causing a lot of conflict in my life, and I'll have to tell his wife.
Oh, you get a restraining order on a married man?
This nigga crazy. Define as you feel me, right, baby? All right. Yes, sir. Yeah, I want to open a forum. We're going to talk about this one, damn it. I probably need to.
How the fuck you get a restraining order on a married man?
Because the bastard won't understand that he can't control two households. I let him go last year, and the bastard keeps stalking my house. Caught me coming in the crib with one of my little friends. Caught us at the gas station, chased me to the crib, pulled up in front of my house. Yeah, the dude said, who is that? So I don't know who the fuck he is. So then I went and found one. That was it.
Go have a couple of people with his wife.
Within this year, how many times
this
have
happened.
You creep with him?
I left him alone. I haven't fucked with him none this year. I left him alone December. My sister on the phone, she a witness.
She done with some shit and shit in another state.
It just every time, I'm just saying. You know, I tell her everything. Y'all open up the forum, so I could tell y'all.
You don't tell her everything.
Oh, yes, I did tell her everything. Yes, that's my best friend. And plus, I have no reason to sit on here and lie.
I'm fucking with
you. She tells me
everything.
Hmm? Oh, here she goes.
Why don't you tell her
what? She sound like she done finished off half that bottle of Patron. They tell me Africa.
You know
what?
Why don't you
tell the man's wife and be done with it?
You know,
I
because...
You get quick
well, say, wait a minute. What'd you say, sis?
I told you to go have tea with his wife.
Man, I ain't got no time. I just figured the bitch would understand, stay the fuck away because he can't control both households. He do his thing last year. I dumped him off to the curb, and every time he see me with another man, some of the niggas go ham. So this time was really fucked up because he pulled up in front of my house. He invaded my space. So, I mean, he took it there. Usually be at the little club or something or whatever. He see me walk past, act the ignorant and stuff. But, you know, it's good, though. I ain't heard from the bitch, and that's good.
You're so, the damn wife.
Say it again.
I went to his house.
Oh,
man, remember when I was on the way to the house, the bastard called me. He wasn't there. He was at his mama's house when I went over there.
Good. Now you can talk to his wife.
His wife wasn't there. Just him and his mom.
You should have left her as a note.
You got a number.
You should have called her.
No, I ain't got her number.
Wait a minute, hold on one second.
No,
that's the best way.
My thing is,
hold on. First of all, y'all, I'm not the type of person to cause the drama. You feel what I'm saying? My thing is, we both was in the wrong. But hell, just stay right.
Fine, I feel you, but hold on. You actually gonna break a man code for this shit?
Say it again.
I'm not you, Define. You break.
Okay.
Oh, son, you breaking a man code? What the fuck you mean?
You should have left a goddamn note. I don't give a fuck about a code. You say that motherfucker's stalking him.
Yes, he is. I mean, he was.
Code to break if he's stalking her.
You know, but he broke the code himself, too, right? Because, for one, I mean, like I said, you could have did anything else, but when he came in front of my house, that broke it. That just did it. I mean, because then you trying to run away what I'm doing, and I ain't fucking with you or your wife. Why the fuck did you come over fucking on my thing? So I don't do drama at my crib, so then I had to break that one through.
All right.
Well, what did he do to your house?
What happened was me and the dude I was with went to the gas station. This was like on the 28th of November this year. Went to the gas station. We going to get a roll up or whatever, get, you know, juice for the liquor or whatever. We coming to the crib. He pulled up at the gas station. I seen him. Once my friend got in the car, I took off, coming down Broadway, get to the crib, hoping the nigga would have went on about his business. He come running late, pulled up while me and him walking to my door, like, ha-ha, yeah, ha-ha. Like, what? He was like, you know him? I said, I don't know who the fuck that is. No, he know I was lying. But so I came in and I texted the bitch. I said, you come by my house one more time, I'm gonna call her, please. I'm gonna tell your wife everything. Stay the fuck away from me. And I'm just about to restrain her. Ain't no damn chair. Anyway, so that's that. So, now, anybody else want to open the forum?
Did you actually tell her to? Oh, you broke this all type of man code.
I don't live by that bullshit.
You what? You don't?
I'm my own man, bro.
Yeah, I know
not the fuck. I'm gonna protect the motherfucker that's stalking somebody, man. Fuck that shit.
I don't give a damn. It's a man code. We got a man code. If I told you, hold up, man. If I told you some shit like that, yeah, man, I went over there. I made sure I checked that motherfucker. Regardless of how wrong I am, you really gonna sit there? Hey, baby, you need to. You ain't no better than we. I swear, you man.
Shut the fuck up! No! Oh, shit! Say it again! Say something else! Oh! Say something else! Say something else, nigga!
That's so silly.
Sorry, dog. You broke all types of man codes on that. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you, but shit, shut the fuck up. We don't say that. That's something that
you don't say that. I'm a grown ass man. I should say what I want to say. Whenever I want to say it.
Wow.
Hold on now. We here at Sin City. We don't condone or believe in breaking the man code. That's Father Time, and Father Time by himself.
Dude, you done scared off every motherfucking male listener that we done probably ever had.
I never liked you anyway.
See, that's your problem. Let your jealousy go. You break a man code. Come on, dog. We don't break man codes.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. Me, y'all break the code all the time. Y'all just gonna tell each other. That's all. It ain't no code. It really ain't no code.
You know what you do? Yeah, motherfuckers, they breaking with bitches. They don't break them with motherfuckers. They homies. You don't publicly get on radio and just say, I'm finna break the man code.
You are silly.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
From this point on, every time you get around with me, I'm buying you motherfucking wine. You will not get it from me.
That's cool. As long as it's Wild Irish Rose, we good.
Don't say that out loud again.
You drinking Moscato.
Don't you ever, 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 ever say that again.
Wild
Average Rose.
What's
wow.
Wild?
Who doing a Wild Average?
What's right? Wild Average Rose?
I drink an IPA and let y'all sit here and talk bad about it.
That was the shit back in the day.
Damn right. Ain't one of these motherfuckers on this phone that's drunk.
Can we get some Mad Dog 2020 in this bitch?
And now we got a party jumping.
You're right.
They
gonna do Mad
Dog. Let's go get some Cisco. Hey,
say it again.
Mad Dog 2020 is good when you're having a party and your money is short.
I understand that y'all can afford bigger and better.
That's called throwback. Like, that's throwback.
Goddamn right. And put some brass
money on it. Whatever we're going to have at the Sin City party then. We're going to have some Cisco.
Let's bring some throwbacks, Zima.
We're going to have some faint ass.
And do they still carry that crazy horse?
I think Crazy Farm. It's called Crazy Farm now. I guess
Crazy Farm?
Nope. I carry it in my store.
Some OEA, man. Old English 800.
Right, shit, let's get it going.
And don't forget the
4-5. Shit, hey. Me and Father Tyler already had a throwback birthday party, so shit.
That's what it is.
And I still got my big gold chain.
I
still got my
shit
too, dog. I got my four finger ring.
I'm still rocking the big
earrings,
you know what I'm saying? So.
I don't think I got the Cross Color outfit no more.
The who?
I had a Cross Color outfit on.
I'm going to need for that to stay buried.
Actually, I'm going to post a picture. I'm going to post a picture to the site.
And that's all we need.
Now, what was it that raw blue outfit?
No, we talking about before raw blue.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All I'm saying is if you come out with a members-only jacket, I'm going to have to crack on you.
If I could have found one, I would have.
A triple fat goose. How about a triple fat goose?
No, you still got fish. Post them on the site. Post them on the site, dog.
Yeah, I'm going up there, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now while we talking.
Oh, shit. We got nothing but motherfucking OE, motherfucking Code 45, and me. That's all we drunk that whole night.
You said OE.
I think I can handle this shit. We can find no Cisco, sis. We couldn't find
no
Cisco.
I think they took Cisco off the damn market.
Right.
Yeah, they probably did.
We get some Rossi.
Top of the line
wine.
Rossi.
I drink this all the time.
Yeah.
It's extra satisfying. And bring back the music.
Sprinkle some of that Fody water.
Hey, ain't it?
Oh yeah, well, hey, Thomas, make sure you post them pictures. Shit, we throwing back all the way. Shit. My man even went back to the 70s. He had a motherfucking electric blue Danny Terrio Dance Fever shirt on.
Motherfucking
tight slack nut huggers. My man, we went the whole full nine. You hear me?
Oh, wow.
So how about a Sin City throwback party?
That
yeah.
Work
with
me. Yeah. I can fuck with that.
I can fuck with that.
Hey, you still got your wigs off? Or did you threw it away?
No, I still got all my shit, man.
Hey, I still got your film cane.
All I got to do is wash my hair, and there go my fro.
I rock
my fro the other day, matter of fact.
So you can rock, what they say, you can rock rough and stuff with Jaffa or Puff.
Hey.
You already know.
Sound like a plan.
Yeah, I'm down with the throwback.
That's cool. I can work with that.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be throwback? 70s,
80s,
and
90s? 70s, 80s, 90s,
which one?
70s, 80s, 90s. We ain't going up.
That's right. 70s, 80s, 90s. Okay.
Why you saying my boy had a Damage outfit on?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Somebody got to find some find a Jerbo hard boy.
Hey, hold on now. I had some Jabot jeans on with my cross color.
All right.
Hey, and if you're looking for it, and if you're in the Gary EC Hammond area, go to that surplus store. Damn, what street is that? Kennedy, right off Kennedy. They got everything. I found that cross color. I found the whole cross color outfit in there.
All right. 70s,
80s, 90s. All right.
Rock that.
Yeah, that still had every goddamn thing. Anything you needed old school, that motherfucker had it.
I even found a starter jacket, but it was a little bit too small for me.
Walking around looking like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Not that Incredible Hulk, though.
Yeah, I'm with the throwback Sin City throwback part.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Sounds damn good.
So that means what, you gonna throw back the music, the dream?
Hell yeah.
Okay,
right. Oh.
Gotta
get the music in there.
I don't wanna hear no snapbacks and tattoos. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Right,
that.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Sipping off of gin and juice.
The farthest we went was 94. We didn't go no farther than 94.
Right.
I mean, we went from New Edition to Snoop Dogg. We didn't go no farther than that.
Right.
It's 1-800-SPICE-1
up in that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we had that.
Some Brother Lynch.
I mean, we can go. We had all that.
Salt and pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Whole CD full of salt and pepper. That one CD. Matter of fact, we went so far back, we went to UTFO on their ass.
Oh, shut up.
Is that right?
What y'all know about that fairy tale love? What y'all know about that?
We going to go some Dove C in the Mad Circle?
Oh, yes, for sure. Fuck my dad.
I can fuck with that.
No, I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying, you know, that album.
But it's a party.
Oh, yeah. We go old school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, we got a fucking ball.
Yeah, that's on my mystery. Got somebody out there.
This city so bad. I'm getting excited already.
Had the Jodeci, Boys to Men, shit.
Mm-hmm. H-Town, dumping.
Oh, yeah. You know, I used to be called KC back in the day because I was a real little skinny little motherfucker.
They call you KC.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
I was just about to say
that. Who laughing? Motherfucker, so what, I'm skinny?
Nobody laughing.
That being laughing at me, or is that nah, that sound like what you said. That sound like the fight.
I was laughing at, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was laughing at.
Oh, yeah, that sound like y'all laughing. Hey, I was a skinny motherfucker. I ain't gonna lie. Had my little, hey, that Jodeci shit came out, boy, you could tell me shit. I walked
on
that
boots and stuff.
Hat to the
back. I got
boots heavier than your legs.
I got a picture of him on there, y'all.
You put the pictures up already.
He'll look like burnt raisins back in the day.
Hey, y'all can go look at this motherfucker. He was about 18 years old on this picture.
What picture you put up, motherfucker? Hold up.
It's me, you, and Mr. Charlie are in effect.
Oh, no. I wasn't 18, man. I was like 19 to 20 on that. Yeah, look at that picture. Look at that tight ass jogging suit he had on.
That motherfucker was tight as hell though. That's when Michigan was hot, boy. That was the fat back then.
I was the only motherfucker in there with them Jordans on. God damn it, quit playing. I was the first motherfucker to have them Jordans. I was the only motherfucker in the club with them Jordans on. They ain't match with what the fuck I had on, but god damn it.
They was dating.
Yeah, them was the new Jordans. I had to win. God damn, boy, you went back on that one, didn't you?
Man, I got a bunch of old shit, dude.
Man, I probably weighed about 130 pounds. Damn, you went back. Y'all around that time when that girl fucked you and you only fucked up for 3 seconds.
Didn't y'all take a picture with them girls, y'all said?
Yeah. Dog, what happened to them pictures, dog?
What happened to that picture?
I don't know, dog.
What you know about that picture?
Man.
What's that say?
Oh, hold on, man. Hold on, hold on. How you know about that picture?
What?
Who told you
maybe,
about that picture?
Maybe I was one of the girls.
Oh.
Have you ever thought about that?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, you got
no,
that.
I never thought about that.
Oh, oh, you got that picture.
I don't know what that picture is, man. I haven't seen that picture in years. I remember that picture.
You had that picture, dog. But I remember couldn't none of us take the picture home. And you
I know I had it, but I don't know what happened to it.
You rat bastard.
How long ago that was, man?
Oh.
Like 20 years ago.
Man. You should have gotten it. And I know you had them pictures.
I just admitted that I had the picture, man. I don't know what happened to it, dude.
Hey, man, take your mama house, man. Your mama might got them. Take your mama house.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
I don't know where that picture at.
My mama be coming up with pictures. I'd be like, where the hell does this picture come from? I was just looking through some pictures. But damn, you put that picture back down. Why the hell you bring that picture up from?
Was this a Halloween picture with these gypsy girls?
That's not that. No, that was a throwback party.
No.
Let me go jump on that and see what y'all talking about.
Motherfuckers got loose with that.
Oh, y'all should never show these pictures ever, ever, ever.
That's how we get down. We have fun. And if you can't have fun, then shit, you ain't loving life.
I mean, they done wrong with it. I mean, that's just a good joke right there.
So y'all don't like to throw back pictures?
Wow.
The throwback pictures off the chain. It's funny.
It was the 80s.
Let's see. 95.
Well, I was early 90s. I had Carl Bella.
That was early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the one I had the big rope on with the two-finger rings.
Yep.
No, I'm about to put that one on at night.
God damn, boy. Man, I'd have loved to have them in the fake pictures back in the day. Who was that keep giggling at?
Look, I'm in my own world. Leave me alone.
You're giggling at our pictures. Well, you know what? Can we please, all right, can we please get the throwback pictures on the site then? Because everybody talking crazy. Let's see some of y'all throw back.
I'll be talking lights on.
Huh? All right,
you know what? That's a good
idea.
I got some throwbacks.
Everybody got some throwbacks.
I sure do.
Let's see some throwback pictures right now. Had a little fun with the site, y'all. See, let's have some throwback pictures right now. Everything ain't got to be about ass and titties. Oh, Lord.
All right, we can do that.
What the hell is that?
That would be a 3-year-old who should be asleep.
Thank you.
think I'm done with the pictures.
He's trying to get some candy, but he can forget about it.
Yeah, you put some little backs up here for. Oh, no, you didn't go birth the body in class thing.
All right, let's put this out, y'all.
Oh, that was just too funny. John Dillinger and what's the other guy name? Oh, I can't think. Oh, fuck, I can't think.
Say what?
I say, what was that, a John Dillinger moment?
Say what?
Y'all robbing banks?
I took our picture.
That's cool, though.
Nah, we took that at the Mall of America.
Oh, okay.
All right, man.
I
really need to see what pictures you done posted. Well, check this out, man. You know how they gonna do us, man. I don't know how far they gonna let us get. And my little sister's getting real restless, and I done held off all night, so she about to act a damn fool in a minute. So I'm gonna need to get the hell up off of here.
You letting a girl run you off the phone?
You don't know my little sister, do you? My little sister get wild.
Oh, yeah, especially how old is she, about 16, 17?
Has
she grown?
I ain't no sister since I ain't had no sister 16 or 17 since I was 19, so, nah. No, but for real, though, man.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, right. I don't want them to cut us off because you know how they ain't been fucking with us as of late.
All right, Defiance, you got any last words?
Nothing much. I enjoyed y'all. See you on the chat room.
Yeah, come on, get cyber raped.
All right. Janine, you got any last words?
Nice talking to you all. I'll be on tomorrow, and it sucks you can't find my picture.
I'm going to look for that damn picture.
We can find out who the fuck is the dog if you just find the picture.
I'm going to look for the picture, man.
Dog, you know what? Not to cut y'all off, but dog, she always keeps saying some shit. She always keeps saying shit about that night. She knows about that night, dog.
Mm-hmm. She told you she might be that girl.
Exactly.
We need that to know.
Wasn't that the same night as the drill thing competition?
Hell yeah. Mm.
She doing Pacific, that's her.
You
making them nervous, Janine. You making them nervous.
Got him stuttering.
Yeah, he's stuttering.
Look at Father Sam baking. Look, he's baking. Look at Father Sam. It's the clock turning.
I'm gonna look for it anyway.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm gonna find the motherfucker, but I'm gonna look for it. I haven't seen that picture in years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Early 90s.
Man, look at her, Ariel. Early 90s. Oh, she's been fucking with us since the early 90s. One of us hit that. I'm pretty sure.
You stupid.
What you say? You is so stupid.
I'm
gonna find that goddamn picture now. I'm gonna make it my job to find that motherfucking picture. I'm gonna have to go through garages, basements, and digging up backyards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna find that motherfucking picture just for you, Janine. I'm gonna find that motherfucker.
Okay.
See which one you was.
I remember I had one of those black hoodies on. Alabama.
Yeah, what?
I had an Alabama hoodie on.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she remembered what you had on if she remembered the other details.
I'm trying to see who did I take it off for.
Uh-huh.
They ain't telling us everything. All right, guys, go to the next person. Next person, next person.
Yeah, because we don't want nobody to get in trouble. We don't want nobody to get in trouble.
Who's going to get in trouble?
Somebody didn't go home that night.
Ooh. Oh, shit, it wasn't me because I went to the crib.
But you got yours too, Father Time. Don't think you did.
I went home that night.
Yeah, okay. But you got yours, so okay.
Hey, look here.
I think I'm about to take you in a private room so we can talk.
Bitch.
What you say?
I say I'm about to take you in a private room so we can talk because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck going on. You know some details that I don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think he just playing.
I thought I went home.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go, man?
I ain't met the next person.
I y'all talk about motherfucker stuttering. Who's the next person? Who the next person? Defy your gay last word.
I'm still trying to sell some shit out here.
Huh?
You gay last words for us, Defiant?
You said Defiance or Defiant?
Defiant.
But like I said, I enjoyed y'all. See you in the chat room, Sin City.
All right, I'm supposed to start calling you Miss Restraining Order. Liquor store, you ain't last words?
Always, I enjoy my time and my time with you all. I'll be back tomorrow night. I'll be in the chat room a little later on. Let's get it cracking.
All right, bet. All right, dog.
Please help y'all come get cyber raped.
Find that picture.
Seems like all the ladies are already on here.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Find that
picture.
Come on,
fellas, we need some guys to cyber rape.
I set my own in there every time, goddammit. Y'all ain't scared of me. But I always wind up getting raped at the end.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Hey, I always wind up with no shoes on running down the street. God damn. I do this all the time. I always wind up so running down the street. God damn, this is your turn this time, dog.
I'm already in there, bro. You got last words, man? Let's end this.
Find that picture. SinCityRadio.ning.com. Hit us up, y'all. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell a friend. All right, we out.
All right, y'all. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening on in that. Peace, love, and head grease. We'll be doing the same thing tomorrow night. Later.